AP Sports, I'm Steve Carney. The postseason begins for 8 more NBA teams Sunday. The Celtics start their postseason with a blowout win over the Heat. This report from correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh in Boston.
The top-seeded Celtics blew out the shorthanded Heat 114-94 in Game 1 of their first-round Eastern Conference playoff series. Boston's Jason Tatum had 23 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists.
It was real simple. Just making the right play. And we talk about all the time not getting bored with making the right play. Finding a mismatch, drawing two, and, surround yourself with shooters.
Tatum had 15 first-half points as Boston led by 15 at the break. Boston stretched its lead to 34 in the second half before Miami cut it to 14 late. Bam Adebayo had 24 points for the Heat, who remained without injured all-star forward Jimmy Butler.
The Clippers take a 1-0 series lead over the Mavericks with a 109-97 victory, despite not having Kawhi Leonard. Guard Paul George believes his team can step up and win again if Leonard has to miss game two as well.
Got enough to win games. Obviously we want Kawhi back when he's ready. But I still think we have enough to, continue to push forward and win games when we need to.
The Bucks are able to outpace Indiana in game one of their series. Correspondent Chuck Freeman files this report from Milwaukee.
The Bucks bolted out quickly behind Damian Lillard. They had everything working for them in a 109-94 blowout win over the Pacers. Lillard scored all 35 of his points in the first half. He took over the scoring leadership from the injured Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I don't think that it's all on me, but I know that I got to be a little bit more aggressive and I got to, step forward a little bit more assertively. And in the playoffs, like I said before, it's about setting the tone, We're going to see this team a lot of times, and you want to establish yourself, especially on your home floor.
The Bucks led by as many as 30 in the first half. The Pacers got 36 points from Pascal Siakam. They struggled terribly from the three-point arc, where they were 8 of 39.
And the Thunder are able to hold off the Pelicans 94-92 to earn the first victory in their series. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander led the way for Oklahoma City with 28 points and 6 rebounds. Gilgeous-Alexander also learned Sunday he has been named a finalist for the league's Most Valuable Player Award. He's joined by Mavericks guard Luka Doncic and Nuggets center Nikola Jokic, who is a finalist for the prize for the fourth consecutive season. Top overall pick Victor Wembanyama has also been named a finalist for both the league's Rookie of the Year and Defensive Player of the Year awards. All four home teams that began the first round playoff series in the NHL's Stanley Cup playoffs Sunday were also victorious. The Panthers take game one from the Lightning, AP correspondent Dave Ferry reports.
Third period goals by Carter Verhaeghe and Matthew Tkachuk allowed the Panthers to beat the Lightning 3-2 in game one of their first round series. Verhaeghe poked home a pass by Alexander Barkov on a power play 55 seconds into the final period.
I gave the puck to Barkey and went to the net. I didn't even see the pass, just hit my stick. That's how well Barkey can pass the puck, so put it on Barkey's stick, pretty much.
Tkachuk's empty netter became the game winner when Steven Stamkos notched a power play goal with 10 seconds left. Sam Reinhart opened the scoring for Florida. Barkov had two assists, and Sergei Bobrovsky stopped 17 shots.
The Rangers earn a 4-1 win over the Capitals, including a pair of goals from their fourth line. Defenseman Jacob Trouba says he's not surprised to see everyone chipping in on offense.
I think we have really, really good depth throughout our lineup, and I mean, each line can score goals and defend and play solid hockey. I think that the strength of our team.
Kyle Connor's 3 points, including a pair of goals, powers the Jets to a 3-1 win over the Avalanche. Connor says he was not expecting to see such a high-scoring contest.
It's, maybe not the way we drew it up, 7-6 game, but, sometimes you just got to play that game that's in front of you.
And the Canucks double up the Predators 4-2 to take a 1-0 series lead. Dakota Joshua finishes with 2 goals and an assist in the victory. Shohei Ohtani reaches a major league milestone. Scottie Scheffler looks for another PGA Tour victory, and a wild finish in Talladega spells victory for Tyler Reddick. That and more is coming up after this. Shohei Ohtani reaches another baseball milestone as the Dodgers rout the Mets 10-0. Correspondent Mark Myers reports.
Tyler Glasnow threw 8 shutout innings and the Dodger bats came alive in a 10-0 win over the Mets. Glasnow struck out 10 batters on the way to his fourth win of the season. The Dodgers blew the game wide open in the 5th inning by putting up 8 runs.
Yeah, it was a long one. It's awesome though. Anytime you're scoring runs, it's a nice little cushion.
Shohei Ohtani slugged career homer number 176, which broke Hideki Matsui's major league record for home runs by a Japanese-born player.
Other National League finals, the Phillies beat the White Sox 8-2, the Reds blanked the Angels 3-0, while the Nationals whitewashed the Astros 6-0. The Brewers leave St. Louis with a 2-0 win over the Cardinals. The Marlins double up the Cubs 6-3. The Diamondbacks earn a 5-3 win over the Giants. The Padres get back to 500 by beating the Blue Jays 6-3. And the Rockies beat the Mariners 2-1 in game one of their doubleheader, though Seattle would come back and blow out Colorado 10-2 in the nightcap. An Orioles hurler breaks a long winless streak in Kansas City. This report from correspondent Greg Eklund.
The Baltimore Orioles provided ample run support early for starting pitcher Cole Irvin in their 5-0 victory over the Kansas City Royals. Irvin pitched into the seventh and picked up his first win since June of last year.
I wasn't trying to, dial it back, or I was just like, whatever I have today is whatever I have today. It's all about this pitch and being able to execute.
Irwin's only win last year was also against the Royals.
Other American League finals, the Yankees hold on to beat the Rays 5-4. The Red Sox beat up the Pirates 6-1. The Guardians get to 10 games over 500 with a 6-2 win over the A's. The Tigers beat the Twins 6-1, and the Rangers hold on for a 6-4 victory over the Braves. Michael Jordan watches one of his NASCAR drivers take victory in Talladega. Correspondent Jerry Jordan has this report.
Tyler Reddick picked up his first win of the 2024 NASCAR season with a last-second pass of Brad Keselowski as the former leader, Michael McDowell, spun up the track and into the wall at Talladega Super Speedway. McDowell crashed trying to block Keselowski, and Reddick was in position to pass both of them for the win.
When Michael and Brad got crossed up, I mean, it slowed Brad down just enough that I was breaking through, and I was just looking at the lights on the wall on the catch fence. I'm like, when is the caution going to come out?
Celebrating with Reddick in Victory Lane was legendary Basketball Hall of Famer and team owner Michael Jordan.
And a weather delay halts play in Hilton Head as the world's top-ranked golfer looks to close out another victory. This report from correspondent Graham Agars.
Scottie Scheffler holds a commanding 5-shot lead in an incomplete final round of the RBC Heritage in Hilton Head. After a 2.5-hour weather delay, Scheffler was stranded by darkness just 3 holes from what looks like being his 4th win in his last 5 starts. When play was called, the Masters champion was 4-under through 15 and at 20-under for the tournament was 5 clear of Wyndham Clark, who's safely in the clubhouse at 15-under. He is joined out on the course by Patrick Cantlay, JT Poston and Sahith Tagala.
Steve Carney, AP Sports.